I'm not sure that our needs will be examined as closely as they need to be in order, because there will be a sense of competition.
Haines and Skagway may now share a house district with Juneau. And the Earth Day Fair offers tips on food security. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. In another amended plan by the Alaska Redistricting Board on Monday, Haines and Skagway would be put in a district with Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. The Redistricting Board met Monday to address a southeast district on the order of the Alaska Supreme Court. Last week, the court ordered the board redraw the lines for southeast house districts in compliance with the Alaska Constitution. Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott said she doesn't believe the plan would be beneficial for the Upper Lynn Canal communities.
I spoke with Representative Thomas. I understand the situation, and I don't think it's in Haines' best interest to be absorbed into Juneau, even though we will be in the company of our neighbors, Skagway and Gustavus, and so the borough is examining options that we can pursue prior to the case being heard by the Supreme Court this Friday.
She said with about 3,500 people combined in the Haines, Skagway, and Gustavus area, the community's needs could get lost among the 14,000 residents of the Juneau District.
I'm not sure that our needs will be examined as closely as they need to be in order, because there will be a sense of competition.
The new district would put Representative Bill Thomas up against fellow Republican Kathy Munoz of Juneau in this year's election if they both choose to run. The two often work together during sessions.
And we're very good. We sit next to each other on the floor. So good friends, so.
After Thomas looked at the maps for the proposed new plan, he said he wasn't sure what his next move will be. He said he has a few choices. Run against Munoz, run as an independent so he'd have more time to campaign, or Thomas said he could retire. The comment about retiring was half-hearted, but it shows just how drastically the newly proposed district may affect Thomas's chances of returning to the legislature. Thomas said he was particularly worried about how the new district could affect rural and native representation in the capital.
And I think the bad thing, sad thing is you dissolved all the rural Alaska Southeast. They'll never have it, you know, they put them, urbanized them all, and I think it's kind of sad they'll have a harder time electing anybody. I'm not saying they can't, but it's awfully hard.
But while the state Supreme Court may not find fault with the new plan, the Department of Justice could. It has 60 days to sign off on the plan, but it could decide that it violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. The state Supreme Court last week ordered the board to focus more on adhering to the state constitution than the federal act. The plan doesn't change much for Skagway's representation. It was grouped with downtown Juneau and Petersburg in the previous plan. But that one was challenged by Petersburg because the town believes it has different interests than the capital city. In that plan, Haines was kept with mostly smaller communities like Yakutak and Cordova. Thomas said for now he's in limbo on how to proceed this campaign year until he's given some direction on which plan will be used and what communities his seat will be representing. At first glance, he said it might be best to run as an independent to make it past the primary and see how he fares with Juneau voters in November.
Probably the best thing is not to run against her, but to wait till the general. And in the general, you know, you allow the non-Republicans in all parties to vote for you then. Like I said, I don't know what the participation is in general in the primary anyway is, so it's a whole new ballgame.
Governor Sean Parnell on Monday signed the 2013 state capital and operating budgets, opting not to veto any of the $35 million in capital projects slated for Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan. $50 million of that comes from a one-time lump sum payment to the judicial retirement system that Parnell nixed. The other vetoes include reducing funds for a moose rescue and relocation program, pre-kindergarten grants for Anchorage schools, an international trade partnership project, and grants for substance abuse treatment programs. The governor also approved a general obligation bond package that will go to voters in November. The bond package includes almost $20 million for Haines Boat Harbor upgrades and breakwater improvements. The 2013 capital and operating budgets totaled just more than $12 billion combined. The sautéing seaweed smelled like popcorn, and as fast as Julie Folta could fry up the long pieces of dulce red seaweed, kids were coming by the table to grab a few pieces to snack on.
And you can put it in hot oil like this, and instantly it turns green, bright, bright green, and it tastes like popcorn. So kids who say, "Me eat seaweed? Forget it." They take one bite, and they say, "Oh, I want more."
Folta, with Tokshinuk Watershed Council, was handing out the seaweed at the Haines Earth Day celebration Saturday. The crispy and naturally salted snacks, collected from local beaches by Haines third graders, epitomized the theme of food security at this year's event. Melissa Aronson, chair of Friends Haines of Recycling and coordinator of the Earth Day event, explains.
It just turns out lots of people are becoming a lot more concerned about quality of food, about food safety issues, about the freshness of food. They're beginning to understand all of the values of doing gardening themselves, the exercise that comes with that, just the tie to the natural cycles. And, you know, so there are many, many reasons why people are interested in food and in gardening. And so we took that as an overall theme.
Aronson said some residents in Haines have even gotten to the point of providing much of their own food all year long.
They are actually growing things so that they can either store it through the winter or they're able to keep greens going through the winter. And it turns out not to be all that really difficult if you just learn a few little techniques.
Earth Day is nationally recognized in April, but Haines delayed the celebration until May to coincide with the Haines Farmers Market plant sale this year. The event had displays on energy efficiency, gardening, and natural resources. There were workshops on topics like a local seed banking effort. The project is trying to identify heirloom and non-hybrid seeds that do well in the Chilkat Valley.
This requires a cooperation of a lot of people working together because of some of the technology that's involved in keeping seed germlines pure. So we're trying to sort of plant the seed, if you will, of getting people that want to work on that organized and together.
Aronson said she also wants to start a local mentoring program between novice and experienced gardeners.
Another thing that we're looking at is kind of what I'm calling the gardener's dating service. And this is, I figured that would attract some attention, right? And the idea here is that there's a lot of young gardeners in the town, or young to gardening, that want to learn how to garden. And there are a lot of experienced master gardener types that would love to pair with them.
A popular attraction at the event was an electric car. Local resident George Figdor took a week-long class on electric car conversion in Seattle several years ago. Then he bought a barely running 1980 tan Volkswagen Rabbit on eBay and brought it back to Haines.
We did it. We did the whole conversion in a week. And then I came back very optimistic, and it's taken me 3 years to do it.
With the help of several friends, Figdor removed all the fuel and exhaust systems from the car and made it 100% electric. It runs on 18 6-volt batteries and a 9-inch electric motor. But it runs quietly, which made the first test of the vehicle a little anticlimactic.
When I work, after working on it for 3 years and turning the switch, first of all, you turn the switch and nothing happens because there's nothing to start. I mean, it's on. The only thing, there's a little red light that comes on that tells you it's on, but you don't hear anything. And you put your foot on, put it in gear and put your foot on the gas pedal, and it goes. And it went.
For someone who lives off the grid and powers his home with solar and wind energy, building an electric car was a natural idea for Figdor. But he said the downside of the project is that battery technology is not what it could be to make electric vehicles more efficient and easily made.
These batteries I have in now, these lead acid batteries, are pretty much the same technology as the first electrical cars that they built in the early 1900s. It hasn't changed. Battery technology has been suppressed by fossil fuel industry. It's starting to come back now. Lithiums are a little bit of improvement, but they're way too expensive for most people. So we're still using lead acid batteries.
The Earth Day Fair was organized by the Haines Friends of Recycling. The idea of food security as a topic came about from a permaculture class Aronson is teaching this spring in Haines. She will also be teaching the class in Skagway beginning in late June. You can reach her for more information at 766-2185. This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for your support.
What do you think of at the end of May in Haines, Alaska?
The 20th. Yes, the 20th Annual Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival, May 26th at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds. From 1 to 5 p.m., sample amazing craft beers from Alaska, the Yukon, and beyond. Live music, food vendors, and more. Tickets are limited and will sell out in advance of the event.
Purchase online at seakfair.org or visit the website to see a daily ticket countdown.